Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 19 through 22. The Reverend Heath Curtis is preaching. The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, the 9th chapter. For though I am free from all, I have made myself a servant to all, that I might win more of them. To the Jews I became as a Jew in order to win Jews. To those under the law I became as one under the law, though not being myself under the law, that I might win those under the law. To those outside the law I became as one outside the law, not being outside of the law of God, but under the law of Christ, that I might win those outside the law. To the weak, I became weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all people, that by all means I might save some. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text is the lesson is read from 1 Corinthians. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So I become all things to all men, that by all means I might save some. I think you and I shy away from talking like that, that I might save some. But we're a lot more comfortable with the way Peter talks in Acts, when after he does that healing business, and people want to come up to him and praise him, and thanks for this awesome miracle, Peter. And Peter says, whoa, 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 it's not me, it's the name of Jesus. Well, when you hit something in the Bible and it makes you shy, you would not talk like that. That should cause you to ask a few more questions, and probably to let Scripture interpret Scripture. When Paul says that I might save some, clearly Paul's not talking about I, Paul, am the Savior. Right? We would not have to go far to find Paul saying, guys, Paul did not die for you. Peter was not crucified for you. Jesus is your Savior. Jesus is the one who laid down his life for you. It is only St. Anselm. Why did God have to become a man? Because it was only by the sacrifice of the God-man, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that you and I could be saved. So what does Paul mean by saying that I become all things to all men, that by some means I might save some? Because we do have to make sure in a statement like this that we're putting the right emphasis on the right syllable. Because if you put the wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable, you'll end up looking pretty silly. And indeed, I'll tell you a truth about people out there in the real world when they read a passage like this. I've become all things to all men that I might save some. You know what? Makes a lot of people real nervous. Makes them afraid. Because if I'm saving the guy, could I mess it up? And a lot of shyness about evangelism and outreach, I really think, stems from putting the wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable. What does St. Paul mean? Well, here's letting Scripture interpret Scripture. Here's the verse I think you ought to toss in with this one. Acts 13:48. So St. Luke is following Paul around, and they get to Cilicia, and Paul does his preaching thing, and then St. Luke says, and so everybody heard him preach, and as many as were appointed to eternal life believed. I love that verse. It's my evangelism verse. It's my evangelism verse to encourage people to actually do what St. Paul did. And I want to explain it in this way. Via my lost communion kit. I am forever leaving my communion kit in the sacristy, or maybe the front seat of my car, or maybe the back seat of my wife's van, or maybe on the kitchen table. I'm really bad about it. And so here's a common enough thing that happens in the Curtis household. Has anybody seen my communion kit? And then my wife will say, I think it's in the front hall closet. And my heart sinks. Because the front hall closet in this 1915 parsonage is this cavernous room with two tennis bags, 15 pairs of kids' shoes, the wool hunting outfits, old hats. It's a disaster. And I hate looking, and I don't know if it's in there. Because my wife said, well, I think it's in the hall closet. And so I'm going to spend a half an hour digging through all that junk just to find out the communion kit's not in there. And then after that half hour, I'm going to wonder, but maybe I just didn't find it and it's really in there. So when you're looking for something that's lost and all that weight is on you, I hope you find it. I hope you don't screw it up. That is not fun. You know what's fun? Easter morning. Kids, I put 24 brightly colored eggs outside. Go get them, Tiger. And then I will work really hard that I might find some. Because I know they're there. Because I know Acts 13:48. Because I know that in this city, in this place, the Lord has his people. And I know what's going to find him, his word. And so I will delight to do exactly what Paul did. To the Jews, I'll be Jews. I can get used to matzo balls and no pork chops. Fine, whatever. And to the Gentiles, I'll be Gentiles. I can live with my people in Madison County, Illinois. All these krauts who eat blood sausage and other horrors. I can do that. Because this is the amazing thing. God saves us, but he saves through means. And God has blessed you. You might just get to be the means of the means. So put the emphasis on the right syllable. Keep all the passages together, and you'll inspire people with joy, not fear, to take that word, and by some means, holy cow, you might save some. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast to Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.